It's just that it's bugging me. This cool thing.
But I mean, what is it? How do you get it? Who doesn't have it? And who decides who doesn't have it? What is the essence of cool?
Not sure.
But you need a thing. One thing nobody else has. What do I have?
An exciting new obsession.
I know I'm right about this. I'm on the track. Just need to find my thing.
And this is from Buffy. And sometimes you don't even need to be in your teenage years to feel like you need to be cool. You need to impress other people. And that's a fatal mistake. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. The show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And one of the things that I emphasize on this show is to make it your own life, your happiness, your standards. And you don't need to prove that you're cool to anybody. You can have a lot of fun stylizing your life, meaning dressing in a way that's unique to you. I had a colleague that just loved 1940s movies and dressed like she was in the 1940s, and that was her thing. I mean, she looked like she walked out of one of the 1940s movies. We have a woman at dance who's from England and who talks with a wonderful accent, and she wears very artsy clothes, and they fit her well. It's colorful to watch her come in every week because she's her own person. She isn't doing this to impress any of us. It's just her comfort way of dressing. You know, when I think of myself, I love dancing. So I love to wear very sexy dresses or glamorous dresses. Now, I wouldn't wear them in therapy. I'd wear the tailored ones, but I have a definite look. And my daughter will say to me, Mom, these are clothes you would love. And I can say to my daughter, these are clothes you would love. Now, neither of us are trying to be cool. We're not trying to do something that's, you know, in all the magazines right now. We're just thoroughly milking our lives, thoroughly enjoying the values of making those choices that make you unique, make you your own person. And right before the break, I was talking, a woman had called at our after hours line, talking about her stepdaughter who's 4 or 5 years old, and she's a bright kid. She's a smart kid. Now, I hear those. Now, even though this kid is having a lot of trouble in preschool, she's biting and kicking and screaming at the teacher, I suspect that the relationship between you and the daughter and between dad and the daughter and between her biological mother is causing a lot of the problem. For example, if she has been cast in the bad girl role, if there's another sibling in the house who's good, then she will constantly feel like, oh, it's just me again, and here I'm acting up again, and she won't be able to access in her own mind alternative ways to act that are more civilized, which is what I was talking about before the break. She needs to be able to put in words what drives her biting, her kicking, her screaming. What are the triggers? What are her thoughts while that's going on? You can't tell me to do something. Is it just a fight for her independence? Is she right in some cases but has the wrong method of dealing with the teacher? You can't bite your teacher if you feel they're wrong. Does she have issues with you, the stepmom? Does she have issues with dad's marrying you? Does she have issues with her biological mom? Is she very confused? She may need some therapy to help her out, but you can help out too. I would get the book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk, and How to Talk So Kids Will Learn on my website. Her teacher could use the book about learning. And that's by Adele Faber and Elaine Maslach. I recommend these because I use them, and they were the golden nugget in my kids' growing years. Had I not had those books, my kids would not have had as joyous a childhood as they had. So spanking is out. When you use force against a kid, they just build up retaliation and they learn the method of using force. So if you're spanking her and you're getting upset at her because she's spanking the teacher, you know, there's something odd going on there. So I would try to use natural consequences, which is if she acts up, you tell her how upset you are, you give her guidance, and you tell her you might not want to be with her for the next hour. And when she understands what's going on, then you would like her company again. I would also totally underscore all the good things that she's doing, not to blow them out of proportion. You mentioned them in passing, but if she is bright and smart and she's behaved two, three, or four days, just say, you know, this has been a lot of fun. You're really changing. This is neat. Or, you know, give her some indication that things are going better in her life. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. And I mentioned earlier about this woman who lost 90 pounds. So here is, see what you think about this and what advice you would give her. She writes, this is from Maureen, "Hi, I am losing weight and I don't know why." Well, first you want to figure that out. "My boyfriend Hank doesn't support me. He yells at me in front of my son every night. He drinks every night. He tells me to lock my son out of our home. My son is 12 years old. He never sees his daughter. He calls me names and puts me down. I am a bad parent. How do I correct this? I used to weigh 220 pounds. I've lost 10 pounds in the last month. I now weigh 130 pounds. Please help me. How can I legally get him out of my house, and what's the best way to do this with a child in the house?" First thing that comes to my mind, Maureen, are safety issues. And you need to monitor for safety. And that doesn't mean appeasing him. That means you may need legal protection getting him out of there. If he would act, if he would hurt you, if he would be physically abusive to you or your son, then you need to get police assistance to get him out there. I would call a woman's shelter, and I'll give you a number coming up soon. But first, you need to know that you're in an abusive situation, and that's most likely why you're losing the weight. You feel totally out of control. People who develop anorexia typically start by feeling they're out of control of everything else in their life, but at least they can control the intake of their food, and they feel a perverse sense of pride when they don't eat. You can also not eat out of nerves. When people are really depressed, they can have significant weight loss. So my guess is that both of those are at play here, and you're probably feeling very anxious. And so the weight is just a big red flag in your life that says pay attention and act quickly. You've got to act very quickly because your son's safety and health and your mental health are at stake. So first, there are signs of domestic abuse that you've got to know about. Obviously, what you're talking about, the put-downs, the humiliation, trying to control you, telling you to lock your son out of the house, isolating you from your family, your friends, maybe being very jealous and possessive, maybe threatening you, saying that he'll destroy your things or hitting you or minimizing what you say. Maybe there's some sexual violence or physical abuse or guilt tripping or intimidating you. You want to be able to take action, as I said, ASAP. Let me see where this hotline is. If I don't have it right now, I'll give it to you after the break. But you do want to be able to call a woman's center. You would try to get a therapist who specializes in abuse cases. You could also call Child Protection Agency. However, I've dealt with them a lot. Many times they are good and they make the good choices, but many times they confound a situation beyond repair. And it's just been very painful for me to think back on the cases where a decent mother was trying to extricate herself from a bad relationship and ends up losing her kid because Child Protection Agency distorts everything, gets the picture from the abusive parent, and goes through the justice system. And the kid is thrown into foster care. Sometimes foster parents are wonderful. Sometimes they're not wonderful. And I would like you to get the right type of help. So right after the break, I will give you that number. But you can also just look for that on Google if you have access to a computer. And just Google women's centers or domestic abuse, and you'll get a lot of good information. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and you're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness. Coming up, we're going to talk about your questions, and also you'll hear me quote from the Bible, which is unusual for me. I'm on The Rational Basis of Happiness. Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my number's toll-free, 1-877-DRKENNER. My website's drkenner.com, drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
One major destroyer of romance, and in fact of all relationships, is the threatening or initiating of physical force. Devin's relationship with Lydia is an example. He would bark orders at her, criticize her relentlessly, and slap her around whenever she talked back. If she tried to call a friend or her parents, he would yank the phone away from her. He did not let her spend money without his permission. She felt sick and trapped and often fantasized about escaping to a safe place. place. Before the marriage, Devin had seemed like a confident, take-charge guy, but she had not realized until too late what, in quotes, take charge meant to him. He was a control freak. Lydia should not just have fantasized about running away. She should have walked out.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.